Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Gescimer Group discussion on full year 2018 audited IFRS financial results on March 1st, 2019. Throughout today's recorded presentation, all participants will be in a listen-only mode. After the presentation, there will be an opportunity to ask a question. Before we start, we would like to draw your attention to the fact that some of the information during this call contains projections or other forward-looking statements regarding future events or the future financial performance of Gescimer Group. You can identify forward-looking statements by terms such as expect, believe, anticipate, estimate, intend, will, could, may, or might, and the negative of such terms or similar expressions. We wish to caution your attention that the statements are only predictions and that actual events or results might differ materially. We do not intend or to update their statements to reflect events and circumstances occurring after today's date or to reflect the occurrence of anticipated events. Many factors could cause the actual results to differ materially from those contained in our projections or forward-looking statements, including, among others, deteriorating economic and credit conditions, our competitive environment, risks associated with operating in Russia, rapid technological and a market change in our industries, as well as many other risks specifically related to Gescimer Group and its operations.
Hello, my name is Vladimir Cherasov. I'm CEO of the company Gescimer. With our team, Anna Garmanova, Head of Finance Department, and Sergey Levitsky, Head of IR, we will do small presentation about financial results of 2018. I will start our presentation from the slide number three, and my colleagues will help me to do this presentation. Page number three, financial highlights. As we promised before 2018, we continue to open new stores. Our plan was to open about 100 new stores. As a result, in 2018, we opened 100 new Gescimer stores. We opened even more stores if you calculated stores of Zoozavr, for example, and ELC stores. Any case, we opened 100 new Gescimer branded stores in 2018, and the majority of those stores we opened during the last quarter, Q4, because in this case, it's much more profitable than to open those stores earlier. If you speak about like-for-like growth, you could see that our like-for-like during 2018 was 4.3%. It was one of the highest like-for-like among all public food retail companies. Overall growth of our revenue was 14.3%. About profitability. Our EBITDA growth, adjusted EBITDA growth during 2018 was 18.8%. We even increased our EBITDA margin. Net income growth was 31.4%, and I want to mention that as we did during the last seven, eight years, usually we pay as dividends all our net profit. If you will have the board, and we will recommend the board to pay the dividend 100% of net profit, and it should be about 4.5 rubles per share, which we are going recommend to pay during May or June this year. Again, our About our profitability, you remember that we will reinvest money in new store openings, and at the same time, we pay all our net profit as a dividend to our shareholders, so we don't need to keep those money in our company. Cash generation. So cash conversion during 2018 was 84%. Net debt EBITDA increased by 1.4 times, but we will discuss later what was the reason. You know that, for example, we bought new DC, which we built in Moscow region, so it will help us to reduce our cost even more than we had last year. And some words about online sales. You know, we are proud to say that our online sales is one of the highest in the market. During the last year, we had 89% growth in online, and we are going to continue the same speed of growth of our online sales. At least we see our results in January, February. Growth is quite similar. So let's move to the next slide. Key business initiatives which we are going to realize during this year and which we did in 2018. So we are going to continue increasing of our private labels and direct import. You could see that, for example, in 2018 our private labels increased from 33 to 36%. Especially you could see in toys, we increased our share from 18 to 23%, quite dramatically. So we will be focused on increase private labels, because in this case we use our private brands to provide the best price in the market. It works very well, it attracts traffic to our retail chain. And at the same time, it helps us to keep profitability. Even more, you could see what during the last year we even increased our profitability in percentage. Some words about geographical expansion. You already know what we already opened our first store in Belarus, and we are satisfied with sales of the store. We are going to open more store in Belarus. For example, in March, in a couple of weeks, we will open the second store and so on. So our goal is to get about 20% of the Belarus market as a result. Some words about e-commerce. As I told already, our e-commerce is growing quite fast, much faster than market is growing. So if we suppose that market growth is about 25%, our growth in 2018 was 89%. The biggest share has in-store pickup channel, when people do put order using our website and come to our store to get it. It's very popular among our customers because the service we provide in 1 hour. And nowadays we have some ideas how increase more our online sales. So we started already 3 new pilot projects. For example, one of those projects is when we are going to provide home delivery in a couple hours in half of our stores by the end of the year. Nowadays we started to provide the service in 15 locations, but when, by the end of the year, if a pilot will be successful, we are going to provide the service to all our customers. So we suppose that it will be a very good driver for our online sales. We will see as a result by the end of the year. But any case, we see that even January and February was very successful for us if we speak about online sales. So they were successful also. And some words about our new project, I mean Zoozavr. So we opened already four stores of Zoozavr in 2018. We already opened more stores in 2019. And by the end of this year, we are going to increase number of stores Zoozavr by 10. We see it, of course, it's a new project for us. In the same time, we see huge growth of sales in those stores in our retail chain. Thank you.
Okay.
Garmanova will continue presentation from page number 5.
Okay, colleague, let's move to the page number 5. First of all, I would like to remind you that our company has applied the new IFRS 16 lease from the 1st of the January of 2018. But despite on this, we continue to publish our financial results according to the both standards, new IFRS 16 and the old IFRS 17, for possibility to compare dynamic of our figures with data of 2017. Let's compare to our financial results. First of all, I would like to pay your attention that despite on the continuing declining in purchasing power and the difficult demographic situations in our country, the growth of our revenue for the full 2018 was 14%, and we reached 110 billion rubles compared with 2017 when we reached 97 billion rubles. In Q4, the dynamic of our revenue also was very good. The growth of our revenue was 13%. Due to our like-for-like in Q4, it was 3%. Despite on a high base of like-for-like in Q4 2017, we managed to reach like-for-like in Q4 2018 in amount 3%, including number of the ticket 5.4%. Also, we decrease the negative dynamic of average ticket from -6% in Q4 2017 to -2% in Q4 2018. Due to it, our total like-for-like for the full 2018 was 4.3%, and we are very satisfied such growth of our like-for-like. Toys and fashion products continue to be key categories which demonstrate a very strong growth. Its like-for-like for the full 2018 was 6% and 5%. And also, despite for decreasing of the birth rate, we continue to increase our market share in diapers, and we increase it by 4.4% in Q4 by Nielsen data. In part of our online, as Vladimir has mentioned before, we successfully managed a very strong growth of our online sales. For the Q4, it was 82%, and the share of online sales in our total sales in Q4 was more than 10%. For the full last year, the growth of our online sales was 89%, and the main drivers of this growth was in-store pickup functions. In part of our geographic structure, all regions, including Moscow, reached positive like-for-like. Also, we had a very successful result in Kazakhstan. Our like-for-like in Kazakhstan for the last year was 30%. Let's move to the next slide, page number 6, some words about our profitability. You know that in the last year we continued to invest a lot in our retail price. Due to it, we were the leader of the market in retail price. On the other side, we continue to increase the share of private label and direct import contracts. Due to it, you can see at the left top part of this slide, our investment into retail price didn't significantly influence to decreasing of our gross margin. Our gross margin for the full 2018 was 33.2%, compared with 2017 where we had 33.8%. Total growth of our gross profit for the full year was 12%, and we reached 36.8 billion rubles. In part of the Q4, the main issues which influenced to the decreasing gross margin compared with the Q4 2017 was a high base of gross margin in Q4 2017. Let me remind you that to the beginning of 2017, we had a lot of accumulated unrealized back bonuses, mainly in the toys, and we started to recognize them only in the middle of 2017, and the peak of this recognition was in Q4 2017, due to improving in turnover of the toys compared with 2016. In 2018, we continued to keep such a high level of sales of the toys, but unfortunately we hadn't got such sum of accumulated and realized back bonuses. Due to it, we now can see some decreasing in our gross margin in Q4. Let's look at our operating cost. You can see that we continue to decrease our SG&A cost as percent of the revenue. For the full year, we decrease it for 1%, and the main drivers of it was rent and our advertising cost. Now we have negotiations with our landlords in Q1 of this year, so we're going to continue to decrease the share of our rent cost as a percent from the revenue in this year. In part of the personnel, you can see at the top part of the slide that we decrease the staff number for one stories from 18 to 17 personnel for one stories in 2018. We think that this level is very comfortable for us, and we're not going to continue to decrease the staff number in our stores. But despite on it, we think that the share of our parallel cost will be a little bit decreasing as the share of the revenue due to growing of our sales. All these factors influence to our EBITDA margin. You can see that we increase our EBITDA margin from 11% in 2017 till 11.4% in 2018, and the total growth of our EBITDA was 19%. Let's move to the next slide, page number 7. Some words about our cash flow and cash flow conversions. As Vladimir has mentioned before, we had a very good level of cash conversions and ROIC. Our ROIC for the last year was 80%, and we are very satisfied with such level. In part of our cash flow, you can see at the right part of the slide that we significantly increase the investment in our net working capital from 1.1 billion in 2017 till 7.2 billion in 2018. We had three one-off issues which influenced to such investment. First of all, we increased in receivable, which was affected by the shift in marketing activities versus 2017, as well as significant increase in the share of the supplier's bonuses in December. For example, in 2017, the share of the bonuses which we received in December was 13%. In the last year, it was 21%. And the net effect to our net working capital due to it was 2 billion rubles. The second issue which influenced to our change in working capital was decreasing in our current liability. Let me remind you that in the end of the 2017, we didn't pay interim dividends to IFK Sistema for the 9-month period, and we will need to pay it only in the Q1 of 2018. Due to it, it also negative influence to our net working capital, and the effect of such payment was 1.1 billion rubles. And the third issue which influenced to our net working capital was additional purchase, which we made in the Q4 for some in amount of 1.6 billion rubles for mitigate our FX risk. You know that we had successful experience with such purchase in 2014 and 2015, when the rate of the ruble was not very good, and due to it, we keep a very good level of our front margin in the Q1 of the next year. Without this one-off effect, our investment in our working capital was 2.4 billion rubles. Also, the sum of net interest expenses and income tax decreased by 14% to 2.7 billion rubles, and our operating cash flow for the full 2018 was 3.4 billion rubles. In part of the capex, as Vladimir has mentioned before, we invest additional 1.8 billion rubles compared with the 2017 in our new DC. Due to it, now we're operating new DC, which is located in Moscow region, and its square is 62,000 square meters. Let's move to the next slide, page number 8, somewhat about our financial policy. At the right part of the slide, you can see that our net debt to the end of the last year was 18.1 billion rubles, and our leverage was 1.4 times. There are two issues which influence to increasing our net debt. The first at all, this is investment in our own DC, and the second is the interim dividends which we need to pay to Sistema for the last year. For us, it's a very convenient level of our debt. I remind you that our bank covenant and part of the leverage is 4.5 times. Total, all our debt is nominated in ruble. We work with the multiplier Russian and international banks. Also, during the last year, we decreased our average interest rate from 10.3% till 9.3%. And I would like to pay your attention that the most part of our debt has a fixed interest rate. Let's move to the next slide, page number 9, some words about the dynamic of our net income. The right top part of the slide, you can see that the growth of our adjusted net income in the last year was 31%, and we reached 7.2 billion rubles. Due to it, we increased the net income margin from 5.7% till 6.5% to the end of the last year. What else, as Vladimir has mentioned before, we significantly increase our net profit in Q4. Due to it, we are going to recommend it to Board of Directors to pay all this net profit as a dividend. In the last year, I mean 2018, our dividend payment was 6.1 billion rubles. 1 year ago, in 2017, it was 4.7 billion rubles. The growth of our dividend payment in the last year was 30%. Let's move to the next slide, page number 10. Our guidance, you know that we have made decisions to increase our forecast for the opening new stores. Before it, we are going to open 200 new stores in 2019-2021. Now we decided to increase this forecast, and now we are going to open at least 300 stores in this year and the nearest 2 years. We have very successful expansions in Kazakhstan region and in the other region of the Russia. So we think that this goal is very good for us. In part of like-for-like, we continue to promise to have single-digit growth outperforming of the market. In part of our gross margin, we think that we will keep stable level. And in part of our cost, we think that we're slightly decreasing the share of our G&A cost as a percent from the revenue in the nearest time. Impact of the EBITDA margin, we think that we will keep at least double-digit level. But let me remind you that during the last 2 years, we decreased this level, and now our EBITDA margin is higher than 11%. That's all. Thank you. We're ready to answer to your questions.
We will now start our question and answer session. Ladies and gentlemen, if you wish to ask a question, please press 01 on your telephone keypad. Thank you for holding until we have our first question. Ladies and gentlemen, if you wish to ask a question, please press 01 on your telephone keypad. Thank you for holding until we have our first question. Ladies and gentlemen, if you wish to ask a question, please press 01 on your telephone keypad. Thank you for holding. Our first question from Vladimir Kramule, Erste Management. Sir, please go ahead.
Hey, good afternoon. Can I have a question with regards to your new pet center development? Can you describe a little bit more on what kind of products you want to sell, and where do you expect, what impact on profitability of the group do you expect? Do you expect it to be a bit neutral for the first years or some negative impact on the margins? Thank you.
If I correctly understand that you mean a new project like Zozaur,
yeah.
Pet goods.
Thank you for your questions. You know that, as Vladimir has mentioned, in 2019 we are going to open to have only 10 new stores in categories for pets. That's why for us it's a pilot project, and we will not wait any significant impact to our EBITDA. In case if this project will be successful for us, because you know that we need to try it to improve the assortment, and after this we are going to increase the number of our stores. But of course you know that we have the same level of IRR for opening the stores. The IRR for opening the stores is 40%.
And I want to add some words about Belarus. You know, in Belarus we have the same IRR level, 40%. But as we see now, of course it's too early to say something, but as we see now, stores, our first store is Belarus is very successful. We sell goods with a higher margin when we expected. We sell, our sales are higher than when we expected sales of the store. So again, in any case, it will not impact or in our EBITDA by the end of the year, but projects are going very well.
And you will be launching this with your own private brands, or you plan to purchase the products on the market, I mean for the pet center?
Nowadays we buy all goods in the market, but of course you are completely right. In the nearest future we will start producing our private brands, and it could be about 40% of total sales, I don't know, in 3-4 years period.
Okay. Maybe my second question would be, in terms of, let's say, the Russian economy and the consumers, because you mentioned that the disposable income is under pressure. So, do you still believe that you can grow the like-for-likes in a positive territory in the 2019 and 20, or it will be hard to reach these targets?
You know, as we see January, February, we have a positive like-for-like, not less than it was last year. So we are completely sure that we will provide a positive like-for-like by the end of the year.
And do you see, let's say, the pressure on the consumers, or is it because sometimes the macro is showing something else than what you see in your numbers? So you think the consumers are cautious, or they are, let's say, standard behavior?
You know, of course, we understand it, and we feel that our consumers are under pressure in terms of the decreasing real disposable income. Once again, that the main driver of our sales growth is the traffic from competitors, and that is the strategy we would like to continue in 2019 and beyond.
You know, when we built our podcast, we don't suppose that everything in our economy will be better when it was, for example, 2018, when disposable income were growing down. So our expectation to keep double-digit EBITDA, positive like-for-like, we built on quite negative economy in our country. If something will be changed, results would be better.
You mean like in some sort of fiscal expansion, huh?
Sorry, can you repeat?
You mean some sort of fiscal expansion if it comes?
Sorry, the connection maybe is not so good. Can you repeat?
You mentioned if something improves, you were touching the possibility of fiscal expansion by the government.
Maybe not so government, but the general changes in economy, especially in the internal consumer demand.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Our next question from Kirill Panarin, Renaissance Capital. Sir, the floor is yours.
Hi. Hi, everyone. Thanks for taking the questions. My first one is on gross margin. It decreased by 100 basis points in Q4. Sorry if I missed it, but to what extent was that driven by price investments versus bonuses recognition, lower bonuses recognition year on year, and what dynamics do you expect in bonus recognitions in 2019?
Thank you for your questions. You know that in 2018 we have a very good level of bonus recognitions, but we hadn't got such accumulated bonuses which we had in the beginning of 2017. Why? Because we had not very good turnover in toys, for example, in 2016. In 2017, we improved the turnover in the both categories, in the all categories. Due to it, we recognize all these bonuses. Now we recognize about 90% of all bonuses which we received from our suppliers, and for us it's a very good level. So in the next period, I mean the 2019 and maybe future, I think that the level of the recognition bonuses will be the same, about 80%.
Okay, understood, thanks. And so just to follow up, so basically this means that in 2019 the gross margin decline should be smaller than in the fourth quarter. Is it correct?
Yes, you know, it will depend on the two issues. The main factors which influence to our gross margin is the market situation, because if all participants of the market will continue to invest in price and continue to decrease their price, in this case we also will need to decrease our retail price. But you know that, as I have mentioned before, we increased the share of private label and direct import contracts. Due to it, I think that our investment in retail price will not significant influence to our gross margin. And I think that it will be the same level which we had in 2018.
Okay. Great, thank you. And just a second question. I'm looking in your presentation at slide 13, where you show different case studies on your market share in baby food and diapers. And I was just wondering, so in diapers you have significantly gained share over the last couple of years from 17% to 27%, and in baby food the market share growth was much smaller. Could you just talk a little bit why there is such a divergence in trends, why it's more difficult for you to gain share in baby food versus diapers? Thank you.
Thank you for your questions. Of course, we absolutely satisfied with the results which we got in diapers, both in diapers and baby food, because we understand that now the total market is under pressure of declines in birth rates, and of course it affected on the total market on all participants. And under these circumstances, we definitely improved our position in diapers. The main reason because we, for example, if we compare with food retailers and other participants, we have better assortment, widest assortment, better prices. So historically, our consumers, they prefer to buy these products through in our retail chain. Also, the main driver of our good results in diapers is the online business, thanks to in-store pickup, because our customers can within 1 hour take their orders, online orders, I mean, in any of our offline stores, and don't spend time on it. In terms of baby food, we need to separate this category by two categories. I mean like milk products and Nutrition products. In the first subcategory, historically, of course, it was difficult to compete with food retailers, but nevertheless, as you can see, we won of the two channels which managed to increase market share. In the second subcategory, we continue to show solid like-for-like sales growth, but once again, under current situation, I mean declines in birth rates, of course it affected on this, especially on this category. So to sum up, we believe that we will continue to be absolute leader in diapers, and we will try to be more competitive in baby food in terms of the price, in terms of the assortment, and we will try to offset such a tough situation with declines in birth rates.
Okay, that's clear. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, as a reminder, if you wish to ask a question, please press 01 on your telephone keypad. Ladies and gentlemen, as a reminder, if you wish to ask a question, please press 01 on your telephone keypad. We have no other question at this moment. Dear speakers, back to you for the conclusion. I'm so sorry, we have one question. Would you like to take it?
Yeah, of course.
Sure. Our next question from Artur Galimov, Sofa Capital. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon. Thanks for taking the question. Actually, I just wanted to confirm your comment about like-for-like in January, February. So did I get it right that it's running in line with the 2018 average, or rather fourth quarter average? It's not a great difference, but it's like 3 or 4%.
Yeah, of course we confirmed that on the average level of the full
on
year.
The fourth quarter.
Of 2000.
The full year.
Not fourth quarter, on the full year of 2018. like 4%.
Right. Thanks for that. So, given it accelerates in Q1 versus Q4, would it be correct to assume that most of the acceleration comes from somewhat stronger traffic?
We don't think that it makes sense to compare Q1 with Q4 because the really strong seasonality factor. We should understand that the fourth quarter basically is the tough period for our company in terms of the traffic, because you know that in December all consumers in Russia go to the children's stores, and of course from fourth quarter to fourth quarter, yeah, it's difficult to attract new customers. That is why it's not so good example to compare Q1 with Q4. But in terms of first 2 months, we can state that we still attract high traffic from our competitors. That is why we have very high level of traffic, number of tickets, and of course we continue to invest in prices.
Right. Thanks so much for this.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, as a reminder, if you wish to ask a question, please press 01 on your telephone keypad. Ladies and gentlemen, as a final reminder, if you wish to ask a question, please press 01 on your telephone keypad. We have no other questions at this moment. Dear speakers, back to you.
Thank you for everyone for this call today. If anyone has any follow-up questions, please don't hesitate and get in touch with us. So thank you, everyone, and have a very good weekend. Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, this concludes this conference call. You may now disconnect.